This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, June 3rd. God's word to you today is the most. Our scripture reading is taken from Ephesians 5, verse 16, from the New Revised Standard Version, and it says, "Making the most of the time, because the days are evil." The New Living Translation of the same Ephesians 5, verse 16 reads, "Making the most of every opportunity in these evil days." If you are going to fulfill your destiny, you have to make the most of every opportunity. It is because time comes with opportunity. Time always presents us with opportunities. In fact, time is pregnant with opportunity. That is why time and opportunity are used interchangeably in the scriptures. So make up your mind to make the most of every time. Make the most of every opportunity, because time is pregnant with opportunity. When you seize the opportunity, you are making the most of time. With the time you spend in the church to fellowship and to listen to God's word, you have made the most of the time for your destiny, your family, your spiritual life, and even your finances. In every interaction, in reaching people that are far from God, you must make the most of your time. Every time presents its opportunities. Make the most of it. Some time ago, I was in Cape Town, and I went out to play golf with the GFH Cape Town pastor, Timothy. We were paired with two Americans in our group. The way with golf is that by the time you get halfway through the course, everybody is kind of acquainted and chatting freely. Before each person takes their shot, I will tell them where their ball will go. They take the shot, and the ball goes exactly where I said it would go. It was not prophecy. It was just technical details from the person's stance and the rotation. You can tell where the ball will go, even before impact. It happened the first, second, and third time. Then one of the Americans said, "You seem to be able to see into the future." I said, "Yes, I actually can see into the future." So he says, "What is my future?" That is an opportunity I need to make the most of. So I did something spiritual. I said, "I see two futures for you." Pastor Tim was like, "Pastor, what are you doing?" The American was very interested in what I could see, and he urged me to tell him. I said, "I see a future in Christ, and I see a future out of Christ. Your future out of Christ will lead you to doom. Your future in Christ will lead you to glory." Guess what? He was not upset. He just said, "That is deep." And that is all I said. I felt that was what God wanted me to say, and for some reason, I felt He understood what I said to Him. Everyone you meet has an eternal destiny, in or out of Christ. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, as you open doors for me to witness Jesus, please put your words in my mouth. Help me make the most of every opportunity. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.